Good morning, Wednesday, folks. It's April 5th. 19 degrees right now. Still got some snow coming down. Welcome to the morning show, and I'm happy because, I've got Kovalisms for another morning. On a Wednesday, and Brianna Koval, I don't know how you got here, but I'm glad you did.
Well, you know, the roads are a little bit dicey, but the plow crews are out trying to get things cleaned up.
That's how you got here.
Everyone needs to acknowledge the fact that those plow drivers have been working really, really hard this year. So let's all thank a plow driver.
Yeah, they were after the past couple of days. I know that.
And, you know, outside city limits, it's all... Your guess is as good as mine on what it looks like out there. I wouldn't advise travel. There is still no travel advised.
I don't want to think about it.
No, it's going to be kind of cruddy out there until at least tomorrow. It's going to take a little while because it's not as windy yet as predicted, but stuff is still going to blow around, and we're still going to get maybe half an inch more to an inch of snow. Yeah. So it's still going to be yucky out there for the rest of the day. But Friday, it's going to start to warm up.
Good Friday, too.
Exactly.
So it all kind of works in
definitely well. Be a good Friday when the sun comes out and things start to warm and melt, because any dark surface, any asphalt, any concrete, it's going to melt off pretty quickly if we're pushing 40 degrees. So just hope is in the future.
I'm going to pull you away from the weather here.
Yes.
Okay. We're here to talk recycling.
We are.
Which is why you're in here on a Wednesday.
Yes.
Yes, because people are going, no, I thought Friday was her slot. Well, actually, Wednesday... And Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays for the rest of the month, we're talking Wilkin County Recycling. Because like I say, at Wilkin County, you recycle everything, just about.
We do recycle just about everything. Do you want me to go through the list?
Shoot.
Go ahead. Okay, let's go through the list. Aluminum, tin, newsprint, magazines, phone books, glass, cardboard, office paper, shredded paper, tires, fluorescent light bulbs, used oil filters, used oil, used antifreeze, and during those summer months, on the third Wednesday of the month, May through September, we will recycle your household hazardous waste, meaning your paints, aerosols, pesticides, anything like that. Stains, adhesives, all of that stuff can be brought in that third Wednesday of the month, May through September.
There was a guy that came into my true story, okay? Because I say Wilkin County recycles everything. Stuck his head in my office door and he said, hey, next time Brianna's, I got a kid that might need some recycling. Can I recycle a kid?
Unfortunately,
I said, no. You can't do that.
Unfortunately, no. We have seen some weird things come through the recycling bins.
Yeah, but you stop at human beings.
I never want to see a human being going through there. So keep that in mind. We did have a deer carcass come through a few years ago.
Oh, man.
Yep, that gets a little rank. But
can't recycle that, folks.
No.
Yeah, got to put the limits somewhere.
We do. Yep, we have to cut it off somewhere.
So premiums this month. I mean, every April, you offer great premiums on aluminum.
We
folks,
do.
If you've been saving aluminum, now's the time.
Yes, we do that incentive on aluminum used beverage container recycling in April in honor of Earth Day. We were at 20 cents last month. We are now at 40 cents all April long.
Okay, so you doubled
it up. Doubled the price.
Yeah, not as good as last year, but it's still a double from a month ago.
Right. I don't know if we'll ever see 70 cents again.
No,
that was pretty
amazing.
But 40 cents is still a pretty good price. Those were the prices that we used to see a few years ago, pre-COVID. So 40 cents is good. If you're sitting on a bunch of aluminum cans, it's a great month to bring it in because the premium is higher.
Sure.
Yes.
So what are your hours over there, because we're all digging out, you know, probably today and tomorrow. What are your hours?
We are open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6, and Saturday 8 until noon. And you get to pull inside. So even if it's still mucky and slushy and gross outside, you get to drive into our building and we help you unload. So it's not even difficult.
How nice is that?
I know.
And don't crush your cans, folks, by the way.
Correct. Please don't crush those cans. It just makes it really difficult on us and our machinery. Mm-hmm. So don't crush those cans. We do reserve the right to deduct some of your poundage if they come in crushed.
Ooh. Ooh, you're laying it down, Brianna Koval.
I know.
All right.
Terrible, isn't it?
So you come back. You're going to be in Friday.
Yes,
you'll
be
in at 9:40. We just kind of I had to do all sorts of rearranging today, so it was possible for you to come in earlier, which was great. And thank you for making it in today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're a trooper. You had to snowblow to get out of your driveway, which makes it even more of a sacrifice, and I appreciate that.
Well, I had to, because if I did the Kool-Aid man, I would have been stuck, and I had to call my husband during the last storm to help get me out. So we weren't going to do that again. So
All
I did snowblow this morning.
All right. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Recycling. We're talking about it Earth Month, Earth Week, Earth Day going on in the month of April. thanks again for stopping by.
Absolutely. See you on Friday.
All right. We're going to switch gears and talk with Kim Nelson. We're going to be talking Rotary here in a couple of minutes. 9:15 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.